In general, how do you get more from something? Try harder, work smarter, set more or better goals, do less, do more, ask for help, pay more. There are probably theories to support each of these options. I've always wondered why our riding lessons are always scheduled for an hour, as if it's some given law to be obeyed. At school in the UK, the same lesson scheduling was used. Given that popular science, however, tells us we actually have concentration spans much shorter than 60 minutes, it makes no sense. Outlook and other calendar and time management systems seem to be in the know and have that secret knowledge and provide us with the option of scheduling activities in 15-minute blocks. So is that the answer? Could we actually get more from our riding lessons if they were just 15 minutes long? Conversely, what would happen if we took more time for our lessons, let's say 2 hours? We'll have to put to one side for a moment matters of weather, such as freezing to death outside for 2 hours or passing out from heat exhaustion and dehydration. Put to one side issues of fatigue and affordability. But if we do that, then I'd like to share some theory from the latest in educational reform taking place in the USA. Theory that makes a case for taking more time to help us in the pursuit of skills. The research, led by John Hopkins University sociologist Carl Alexander, tracked the progress of 650 first graders from the Baltimore public school system, looking at how they scored on a widely used maths and reading skills exam called the California Achievement Test. To cut a long story short, it's blown away certain myths about educational reform being around smaller classroom sizes, having entrance exams or better quality of teaching. The resulting new breed of school proving successful at bridging the class divide in learning is called KIPP. One fundamental concept that the KIPP schools are successfully using is to give students as much time as it takes to work through problems, to see if they can find not just the answer, but whether there is more than one way to get the answer. Now imagine that for a moment in our riding lessons. Your trainer says to you, "Great, you just tried haunches in and you got a good result. Now, how else could you get that same result? Go out there again, down the quarter line, and try it this time, but do something completely different." Imagine finding that you could get haunches in by doing something different, maybe up to 3 times. And so you've got 3 variations of producing that result in your toolkit. Wouldn't that be interesting? How useful could it be in the future when situations arise and you're struggling to communicate clearly with your horse? How helpful might it be to wean us off our dependency upon the trainer always telling us what to do, and so finding ourselves collapsing at shows under the magnitude of being out there on our own? Now, from the trainer's point of view, how could it feel, to be having more time to work with a student and more experimentation in the process? To answer this, let's look at what teachers in the KIPP school system in the Bronx in America are finding. And here's a direct quote. "The extended amount of time gives the teacher more time to explain things and more time for the student to digest everything, to review, to do things at a much slower pace, and as a result, to get more accomplished. There is a lot more retention and better understanding of the activity. It lets me, the teacher, be a little more relaxed. We have time to play games. Students can ask any questions they want, and if I'm explaining something, I don't feel pressured for time. I can go back over material and not feel time pressure." To me, it sounds very logical and eminently sensible. No wonder the schools are succeeding and more schools are planned for opening using the same model of teaching. I know from personal experience that my natural horsemanship lessons that are often 2 hours long provide me with the best learning opportunities. There are plenty of down periods where I can take stock of what we just did, where I rehearse and replay it over in my mind to ensure it's cemented, and where I can actually stand and watch how long it takes for my horse Grace to process the experience and show me when she's also done. We've also got plenty of time to ask my teacher and trainer to repeat the exercise for him or her to show me yet again what he's just demonstrated or what I'm trying to achieve. And I've got time to video and replay and watch that video in the moment before leaving the arena and losing the opportunity. We also have much more laughter and far more laughs than I've had in previous hour-long lessons, mounted or not. Because I guess, of course, in a 120-minute slot, I don't feel the pressure of not wasting time by having a laugh. Basically, I've got oodles of time. So I'm not suggesting you ride your horse flat out, drilling him in trot and canter, or holding him in an outline for 2 hours. Common sense, fatigue, confidence levels all have to be well managed and maintained. But what if you, in the future, considered scheduling a 2-hour lesson at some point and spent the first 20 minutes brushing up your lunging skills, then had a break with some reviewing what went well? Give your horse a short breather as you tack up and then do a 40-minute ridden session. Then you dismount, stand and review with your trainer the in-depth learning and finish off with some liberty or in-hand work again. Imagine how interesting that would be for the horse and how engaged and connected to you he or she would be with all that variety and experimentation. Bottom line, it's up to us to ensure we're getting the most from any trainer and any lesson in any situation, be that down at the gym or on our horse in the menage. We only have ourselves to blame if we find ourselves blaming the trainer. We're the customer, we're the one with the dreams and ambitions. So taking responsibility for learning as much as we can and improving our skills is key to our success. If, however, along the way we can get some tips from others who are beating the odds in whatever sphere of life, why wouldn't we look, listen, learn, and have a go? We just may be pleasantly surprised.